Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Penguins playback time. Penguins run away with one, and there were a lot of milestones people were trying to achieve at the end of the game. Two guys going for hat tricks, Sidney Crosby still waiting for number 400. It didn't seem like it was going to be that kind of fun ending, but here we go. I've got one for you.
Please.
Phil Kessel, believe it or not. Now, it takes three to tango in this case. A horrible, as you said, truly horrible play by Brent Burns. But if Kessel doesn't make an immediate heads-up, very quick one-touch pass to Malkin, which in the circumstances is not an easy play, he doesn't get that chance in the high slot. So I give it to Phil Kessel for making the play between the bad play and the finish that turned the whole game.
Not a bad one. Neither would Gino be a bad one, or Rust, or a lot of guys, but I'm going Matt Murray for the reasons we talked about. He was, in his first game in a while, just, I thought, spectacular against a difficult team to play against, the way that they play with all those deflections. They also had a couple point-blank chances. Can't blame him at all on either goal. He was just, he was as good as he's been this regular season. Would you agree with it?
Yes, and his teammates echoed that and basically said he won them the game. Who am I to really disagree with that assessment? I'm going Martin Jones.
I'll go Burnsy then.
I know, but Burns's play was one of sort of...
Did anybody quote him on that? Why did he do that? Did he think... Pony suggested that he may have thought it was icing.
Could have. I didn't see a quote from him. I don't know what was going through his mind. I don't know what the whatever was. But we've all been there, I think. When you're really good, maybe he assumed a teammate was there. He didn't see Kessel was there. Definitely a mental error. That's bad enough. What Jones did, though, like just fluttering a puck right to Patrick Hornquist.
Who made a great play.
Who did, because Jones then got back and he had to shuffle the puck through Jones to get it to Malkin. I can't imagine being a hockey player or a pro athlete and doing what he did there and the horror that would have to be consuming you as soon as the puck fluttered off your goal stick. So I'm nominating him.
I like it.
I know it's not Burnsy, but I'm nominating him.
I still don't see an explanation on Burnsy. Nobody talked to him. They were probably afraid of him.
All right, I got one for you, and bear with me here, yeah. Joe. Carlson, was it Matt? I forget what his first name is already. Slew-footed Crosby.
Yes, he did.
Pretty badly, right?
Pretty cheaply.
Bad and slew-foot usually means cheap, so yes, all three. I have a theory here. I spied a theory on hockey violence. Again, I happen to be reading Josh Yoey's recap of the game. In The Athletic.
Melker, by the way, is his name.
Melker Carlson. And I want to call him Magnus, not that far off. And it was the San Jose, like the NBC Sports California broadcast of the game.
Yeah.
I have a theory on why the violence in the game and the cheap play and stuff like that is so provincial. Like no fan thinks their team does it wrong. Those guys on the broadcast, as they're they're wondering why Crosby is standing over poor little Melker Carlson, giving him the business, basically. They're so incredulous as to what could have happened. Then their replay guy plays the damn footage of him slew-footing him. And then I think the color analyst says, well, I guess Crosby maybe saw that as a slew-foot. I didn't see it that way. When you have football games where guys do dirty stuff, it's national audiences being broadcasted to by theoretically impartial national observer or national commentary teams, right? You agree with this?
Unless it's Gruden and McDonough, unless it's Sims,
who, hey, Jim. Okay, in hockey, you have so much of it regionalized. It's the only violent sport that has regional television deals. Baseball and basketball aren't violent per se. If you're hearing people who are either unconsciously or consciously biased for the team that they're broadcasting for, you're probably not going to think Melker Carlson's move was a dirty one because those guys are sitting there saying, hey, I don't know what Crosby's so mad about. I feel like if more of these games were done nationally or there was a national TV deal, more of those guys would be willing to call out cheap BS when they see it.
Well, it was a textbook slew foot. is what it was. And it wasn't, it was a slew feet because he got both feet, as Bibbs pointed out on the Penguins broadcast. And it, that's exactly what it was. And those things could turn out real poorly if a guy smacks the back of his head on the ice, which Sid almost did. And if he had, that's all we would be talking about today.
Oh, what are you talking about, Joe? Sid thinks it's a slew foot. I didn't see it.
I spied Sid with a clear shot at his 400th goal, give it up to Rust, which is pretty unselfish. Pretty unselfish. It's very unselfish.
It's a nice Malzi,
and it's befitting of a great leader. And what did Rust do with it but hit the crossbar? How does he do that?
Bad by Rusty. That's a tough one.
And then Hats come on the ice thinking that he had scored. Be people premature. What would you call that? Infatuation?
Ejection, because you're ejecting the hat from your head. Premature catapultation?
Could be.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I thought Malkin and Crosby deserve kudos there, because I think they both were looking for Rust to get it.
Yeah.
Did you get that set? Definitely. I did. With Crosby, but I thought Malkin, like, reluctantly said, fine, somebody's got to do it. Key decision I was going to say is, oh, poor Brent Burns, and then move on. The key decision was, I think, the linesman picking up the hat and letting play continue.
That's
on the top
big.
Part of the screen. He picked up one of the hats that had made it to the ice and just, there was no,
wow,
like,
I didn't
on,
even notice that. That would have been the best I spy ever. You should have done it in the I spy category, Malzi.
My key decision was not to do it in the I spy category so I could get up on my regional sports networks and injuries soapbox.
I'm going to go with Sully, seemingly going with a lot of different line combos. Some of that, I would imagine, was by chance. Some of it was by design, but whatever. I saw a lot of guys out there with a lot of other guys, not people they're usually with, and things seem to work out pretty well. And the Penguins, as Malkin said afterward, are just a team of immense skill. Like guys like Gensel and Rust and Sherry, they're not going to be 30, 40 goal scorers in the NHL. They're not going to be regulars on all-star teams, but every single one of those guys and more. Even a guy like Alexiak has shown a little bit of skill. Everybody, it's seemingly just about on that team, can finish a play and make a play.
Rust as a fourth liner is unfair, skill and skating-wise. Unfair. Here we go. Again, I know I'm citing what Josh wrote yesterday.
You're also going first on all these, which is a flip of the script.
I'm excitable, though.
Yes, you are.
He wrote a good thing, and he's talked about Malkin looking for his shot more. And how Sully putting Malkin with two guys in Hagelin and Horney who don't really generate their own offense,
yes,
like organically, Sully thinks that's made him better because it's forced him to look to be a finisher and not a playmaker like he sometimes tries to be. I agree with that. And it goes back again to the whole put Crosby with whoever, he'll do his thing. You have Malkin has to be the alpha who can't, like, look to set people up, and Kessel's looking to finish plays, and they've got a real, real good thing going. Also, Malkin, I feel like if I looked, there'd be a surprising number of these where he'd be close to this. Second in franchise history in hat tricks. Would you have guessed him over Sid in that department?
Yes, I knew that, Malzi.
Oh, okay.
My big picture is Sherry suddenly, and I thought he played a really, really aggressive, fast game and has been lately. Missed practice today being evaluated. I forget whether it was upper or lower body injury, but some type of injury.
Melker Carlson, get him
somewhere.
Too.
Little Melker Cabrera, huh? My other big picture, they win on Friday. At least as things stand right now, they pull within 2 points of first place.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.